Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kevin Krause with the Sheriff's Department sent me a note that they gave out 700 concealed carry permits in North Fayette in one day over the weekend. All-time record. Not even close. Historically, 150 would be high. Prior to that, prior weekend, 1,000 permits. Different location. The old record blew it away. It's a frightening number in my book, because I believe that the vast majority of those folks that get these guns, well, the statistics say that 5% get training. It scares me. My concern is that innocent folks will die. I posted something last week that upset Denise Jones. And by the way, I love the fact that she has a voice. I love the fact that she reached out. Here's what I posted. So an innocent 15-year-old was murdered in Pittsburgh. Not one protest, just not one demand for justice. A juvenile was shot and killed on the same streets last night. Zero community outrage. That's what Anthony just expressed. On those same streets, protesters blocked traffic over police shooting in Minneapolis. Anthony also expressed that. My question was, why do folks yell and scream over strangers and remain silent when our own children are murdered? And again, I respect and admire Denise for reaching out. Most folks just yell at the damn radio. Denise says, you are a terrible narrator. Journalists are supposed to state facts. Only you're an undercover racist. We see you. Denise joins me live. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Thank you for doing this.
No problem.
Why am I a racist? Undercover racist, as you put it. By the way, I respect and admire you for the comments.
Right, and I'm totally prepared for this interview. So,
yes, ma'am.
First, that was my first observation when I first observed the post that you made. It was like it was really like a lash out on the community. So, as a community spokesperson and a community leader, I took it upon myself to observe what you post, what the guy Whitmore post.
Yes, ma'am.
Post, and as a journalist, I was thinking that I didn't understand why you made that comment, but, well, now I know that you were just unaware that there were rallies, there were protests about the young men that just got killed and murdered.
There were, ma'am?
We are. Yes, there was. There was a rally up in North Yates on Wednesday. They had a walk. There was the council people. There were a lot of representatives from the state of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, out there. They came up to the neighborhood in North Heights, and they had a peace walk, and they're calling out for a ceasefire. So when I see things on the internet like that, and there's people saying, "Well, hey, you guys don't care about da 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 da, but you only care about this."
Yes, ma'am.
It gives me the impression that there's some racist underlining going on.
Yes, ma'am.
Because what you don't understand is we care about all of it. We care about everybody getting killed. It's more outrage when the term black on black crime is like something that they created, because there's white. If you look at the statistics, you'll see that Caucasian individuals kill each other way more than blacks kill each other. That's statistics. So when I hear people saying, "Hey, why aren't they saying anything about the black on black crime?" It automatically makes me be under the impression that there's some type of racism going on with the way that they think, because obviously they're not aware that white people kill each other way more than blacks kill each
but
other.
But with all due respect to that number, Denise, it's accurate, but it's not. Blacks are 13% of the population, but have more than 60% of the murders. You know that, right?
Oh no! Let me fix your calculation.
In Pittsburgh,
in Pittsburgh is 51%
of the murders.
No, and okay, you're saying in the state of Pennsylvania there's only 13% of African Americans. That's what you're saying.
In America, ma'am, 16.
In America.
Yes.
You might have to go back and do
Let's do this so we don't end up arguing over statistics. Do you feel there's a problem? Does the problem need to be addressed?
Yes, there is a problem that needs to be addressed because blacks are the minority now. I mean, are the majority. African Americans are not the minority no longer.
Okay.
And that's and I even learned that in sociology. Sociology, they have those statistics up, and you will see that it's not just 13%. That's what they want you to think. They want you to believe that America is only 13% black. No, America has a majority of African Americans now. Now the white man is the minority. That's a fact. You can look it up. It's statistics. But forget all of those things. We have an issue among our young people as a whole. Black, white, mixed. It's a problem when the police go and shoot a kid because they get away with it. And when they go and shoot an African American because they get away with it. They have a law. There's a law in place that automatically gets them immunity when they're in a situation like this.
Will you do me a favor? Because I think it's only fair that when something happens, because now we have contact and now we're old friends, you send me an email so I can publicize the rallies and the efforts to make a difference in the interest of fairness.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely, please.
Thank you.
Because you know what? You can go and look on the Northview Heights website. There's a Facebook page just called like the Northview Heights web page. And you will see the rally. Like, it was live. It was live, and a lot of parents came out, children came out. Like, we're all in trouble with
this
stuff that's going on. Because, see, what people don't realize, there are people that have been locked in the house for over a year due to the pandemic.
Yes, ma'am. We have contact. We have contact now. Reach out to me anytime. I would love to have you as a regular guest. Is that fair?
Sure.
Thank you,
where
Denise.
Where can I find this interview?
It'll be right on the podcast, ma'am. Thank you. KDKRadio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.